This is Dakota Midday on SDPB Radio. Get a reminder, today is primary election day. Polls open across the state for registered Republicans and Democrats. We'll have results for you tonight, and more importantly, great analysis and a lot of different points of view and thoughts as we move into the general election. On tomorrow's Dakota Midday, Kara Hetland will be sitting in for Carl on tomorrow.
Unless I'm mistaken, there you go.
There we go.
Unless I'm mistaken, independents are invited to vote in the Democratic primary.
Yes. Steve Zwemke gives me the thumbs up. Yep. I trust Steve, producer of this program. I trust him a lot more than he trusts me. But yeah, elections today, and then again, results tonight. And great analysis, and what does it all mean on the discussion tomorrow. This is Larry Rohr, of course, long
can't
familiar
get away from him.
From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, director of content. Our theme today, Larry, is a lot of different ways to look at landscapes. We just went to the Southern Black Hills. Later on, we're going to go to the backyard and the garden, maybe work on our own landscapes in our own backyard. But South Dakota Public Broadcasting is working on a year-long series of lots of different things that maybe take a little different look at the word landscape and who we are and where we are. Tell
yes.
us more.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, over this, I mean, this is something, Joe, that that public broadcasting in South Dakota does every day, is to take a look at different things that are, and people and places around South Dakota that are of interest or issues that are important, and those discussions take place each and every day. But over this past year, with the approach of the Quesquicentennial, across the staff, we always talk about ideas of what we can do to kind of add to the conversation. How do we use the time that we have available on radio and television and online to add a little more to that? And when I started here, I guess it must have been 25 years ago because it was the centennial, there was a huge effort by the entire state and by South Dakota Public Broadcasting to really take a deep look at our history and all of the celebrations and activities that were going on. And in a sense, this 125th anniversary is a time to do that again. But with ideas from all across our staff, what we decided to do is revisit the things that were not necessarily an anniversary celebration of South Dakota, but to revisit things that are a celebration of being a South Dakotan. And things that, that when your cousin visits from Idaho, you might say, well, here's what you should know about South Dakota. Or here's something I want to show you, so let's go visit this place. Or here's a legend I want to tell you about. So what we've decided to do is take advantage of programming opportunities on television and radio and on our website at sdpb.org/landscapes to talk about some of these things that many of us are aware of or know about, but in a little deeper way, in the same way that the radio staff tells stories, to talk about some of these things that are on our resume as from living here and that we're proud of and that are familiar or unique to South Dakota, and go a little deeper. Let's do Waldrug first. Here's a little example of one of the programming ways that we're going to just talk about some of these things that are us.
Landscapes of South Dakota, the people, places, and experiences that make us and our state unique. As a young pharmacist in Canova, 1931, Ted Husted and his wife Dorothy fulfilled a dream by moving to a store of their own in Wall. Though their families were skeptical, the Husteds gave their new venture 5 years to succeed. More travelers were going by to see the new Mount Rushmore, but not stopping. On a hot Sunday in July 1936, Ted made a short series of highway signs on the Bermershave model, offering free ice water. By that afternoon, dozens of cars had stopped, and Dorothy told her husband, "I guess the free ice water signs worked." Today, summer traffic can be 20,000 people a day at Wall Drug. The Husteds are some of the extraordinary people who've carved their own niche out of welcoming travelers to the landscapes of South Dakota. Learn more and share your ideas about what makes South Dakota special at sdpb.org/landscapes.
Okay, there you go. And I heard a word there at the end, and that is almost an invitation to listeners to share. Mm-hmm. How can they do that?
Well, the best way to do that is the connection through our website. We're gonna offer up several programming components to give you a quick little taste of history. And I mean, you don't know how many times I've had my picture taken next to the Poker Alice statue out at Wall Drug.
I would imagine a lot.
A lot. Uh-huh. But, you know, I didn't realize that Huse-Head started out in Canova, that really Wall was a five-year plan, and they were 4.5 years into it when this idea struck and all of these people were driving by going to Mount Rushmore. That was the brand new thing. You know, and then it's become what it is today, this iconic thing of South Dakota. I'll answer your question this way. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is a short series of 60-second little information programs that you'll see on the web, hear on the radio, and see on television over the next year. And there'll be many dozen of these by the time we're done, and the first couple of sets are ready to go. This program, Carl Gerke is going to get mm-hmm. out on the road and go out and have a little deeper conversation about some of these things and visit places and invite you listeners when he's in your area to stop by. Also, the great storytellers that provide news and feature stories here on radio are going to be digging a little deeper into some of these topics that kind of fit that unique resume. Same thing is going on with television. We're going to do some special segments in the Dakota Life Season 17 that starts in September, and some other program things. The one interesting area that I'm really excited about and is it's completely unknown. I know it's going to be good. Is we've asked all of the folks who do interviews and produce programs, radio, TV, and online, different times during this year, to ask their guests or the man on the street a series of questions like, what is it that you like about living in South Dakota? What is it that you don't like? What do you hope for the future? What are you concerned about for the future? And what's your perfect day? I mean, you live here. There are what makes up that perfect day? And just to get the thoughts of everyone, and that's what we'd like to do. And you can make connection with us at our website. Send us a little note. If you've got a special story, if there is someone special or something special in your community that you think is that iconic phrase or that iconic thing that should be part of our South Dakota resume, let us know. But the best way to do that is to connect to us through the website. We've got an explanation of what we hope to accomplish with the program, and all of the media that is produced out over this next year will be archived there as well. And there's one additional thing that we have coming up. We're still working out all the details, but we're going to do a photo day in the life of South Dakota.
This will be fun.
This will be fun. And we're going to be looking another way for anyone who's listening who would like to get involved. Watch our website and stay in touch with us. But we've picked out a day in August. We'll unveil that shortly. It's a very special day in the history of photography. And we're going to have people that are working with us and anyone who would like to volunteer to tell a story of that place, a person, or something special in photographs on that day. And we're going to compile that. And also the plan is to for all of you members next year, we're going to feature some of those best in the calendar. So in a sense, it's a lot of different ideas, a lot of different people, the things that are special and unique about South Dakota. We're going to do our best to try to revisit, document, tell a little more about the story over the next year. And the word landscape, you know, you're talking about the area near the Badlands, and also mm-hmm. with Julie coming up in just a couple of minutes to talk about our gardens and everything. We're defining landscapes as a landscape of faces and people. We're defining landscapes as ideas and accomplishments, as well as the beautiful landscapes that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already answered most of my next question.
I have a tendency to do that.
But it's a great way, because a very natural question when you start this is, oh, great, another story about the Corn Palace. What haven't I heard about the Corn Palace? But you mentioned it's filtering through individuals and what they think about it.
Exactly.
And I guess in the pieces that we've done so far and the small things, it's been very interesting because you tend to think everybody thinks like you do or perceives things the way mm-hmm. that you do. And, of course, you find out that that's really not the case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't undertake a project like this without including the Corn Palace. But at the same time, as everyone on our public broadcasting staff has had some ideas and contributions and tossed things into the big pot to stir around, corn is pretty important. Sure, we decorate with it, but we also run our cars with it. Mm-hmm. We also feed livestock with it, and you can also eat it with your watermelon. You know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there are different ways to look at that, but you can't avoid that. But I think you will, even if you're a lifelong South Dakotan, you will discover something new and have some surprises.
We got one more for us here.
And this is a good example. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of people here. We talked about the Husteds, and like I said, I didn't know they started out in Canova and that they were nearing the end of their rope and got this idea to do an ice water version of Burma Shave on the highway, and that really lit the fire. But for those of you in Huron, you're familiar with in the Huron area, you're familiar with this name, but South Dakota has produced some extraordinary people who came up with ideas and did work and led projects that really affected not only the state, but the whole nation. And this grand woman is an example.
Landscapes of South Dakota, the people, places, and experiences that make us and our state unique. Born in Huron only a year after statehood, Gladys Pyle truly believed in service to the community. Pyle graduated from Huron College in 1911 and taught school in Miller and Wessington Springs. She campaigned for women's suffrage and later became the first woman elected to the South Dakota House. Pyle was Secretary of State and oversaw the first auto and motorcycle safety codes. She narrowly lost a gubernatorial primary in 1930, but was the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate, completing the term left by the death of Senator Norbeck. The Pyle home in Huron has been restored as a museum and stands as a record of her and her parents' public service. Gladys Pyle is one of the extraordinary people who carved their own niche out of the landscapes of South Dakota. Learn more and share your ideas about what makes South Dakota special at sdpb.org/landscapes.
That was great. It also reminded me of something. You know, a lot of us will go, oh, yeah, Gladys Pyle, I know about her. But there's a lot of people who didn't grow up here, but who have made this their home. They've been here for a long, long time. And there's all these little these pieces to discover and these people to discover.
Well, in the broad scheme of things and people that we work with, Joe, around the state, different individuals and organizations, I always tell them, we don't know what you do. We're communications people. So I want to say a special thanks to South Dakota Tourism, who is a partner in this project, for a lot of information and ideas that they've made available and that the media that we produce will be available for them to share with people outside the state as they encourage more people to stop, to travel around South Dakota and to stop in and visit. At the same time, I know they're underway telling more stories, too, that their outreach is going to be more personal stories about mm-hmm. South Dakota. So I want to thank them.
Also, one little tease before we go.
One little tease.
there have been some developments into an amazing archive, which pieces of which will be certainly a part of this program, but then also possibly for years to come.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's two things. And, mm-hmm. There are a couple of things I just mentioned quickly. You know how one thing always leads to another.
Indeed.
Well, a lot of things led to everyone on staff and beyond pitching in for this particular project, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, and you'll enjoy and learn something over the year. But it also we made some connections with some media archives. And some of you may remember about a year and a half ago, we did a short half-hour television production of a film called The 1912 State Fair. Mm-hmm. The Historical Society found this footage in black and white that was shot from the back of a truck driving up and down the State Fair in Huron, 1912.
Silent film.
Silent mm-hmm. film, restored it and made it available. And Brian Gevick and our staff went back and did the 100-year update of the same area, shot the modern pictures, and talked with people to kind of put it in context and all that has changed and to put this historic film together with a modern context. Well, we've had a chance to work with an individual who has quite a collection of historic media from the Black Hills, and the State Fair project and this connection that we've made has opened up an opportunity for public broadcasting. And starting this fall, we're going to begin featuring a series of not only some photographs, but also real movies from 1910 forward, including some of the very first color film shot in the state in the late 30s, and do this over a series of years. And this is a project we're calling Images of the Past, same title as Brian's State Fair project. We're going to expand it, and we're going to have where Ira Flatow has his video clip of the week, we're going to have a historical media clip of the week. And we're also going to do, from these archives, do some updated half-hour documentaries. So watch for Images of the Past. Again, a chance to look into South Dakota history with some historic media. And this is going to roll out over the next 5 years. We're going to kick it off this fall. And we're going to utilize it through the school year and make sure that that historic media content is included in the digital resources that we have available to K-12 school districts around the state. There's a little closed-circuit media system that's operating in your school districts that allows us to bring educational media into your classrooms, and we're going to add this to that. So that's being done now, and I had the good fortune to talk with the Association of South Dakota Museums last Friday during their meeting in Rapid City, and we're going to work on a project with them to showcase more of what are in some of the museums through our media resources, too. And those will go hand in hand starting this fall.
Partnerships and wonderful content.
I think it's what we're supposed to
do.
That's
what we're
saying. Let us know what you think. And I know we've got a wonderful staff who is very thorough, but we never have too many ideas or suggestions.
Well, one of the things that this will often help spur is someone will go, hey, you know, I think we got a box of Super 8 movies upstairs from that Uncle Harry took back in the deal, and it just it almost becomes a almost self perpetuating discovery of brand new things.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're gonna go on a little pheasant hunt with Kurt Gowdy and General Doolittle, and we're going to show you the first airplane that ever landed in the Black Hills.
Wow,
the DC Booth fish hatchery from when it was like new.
When it was just a small fry?
Just a small fry. and some other things around South Dakota, and particularly in the Black Hills, that I think you'll find some of the very first moving pictures from the days of 76 when it was in the 1920s.
Wow.
Yeah, so and it'll be fun. So Images of the Past is coming, and we've had a lot of good support with that, and it's it'll be fun.
Excellent. Landscapes of South Dakota.
Yeah.
Look for that on TV, radio, online, and we'll all look forward to hearing great stories and learning more about the place we call home.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks to you, Larry.